tributes are being paid to the music legend George Martin, the man who gave the world the Beatles.
Help, I need somebody. Help, it's been a hard day's night. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
The record producer, also known as the fifth Beatle, passed away at the age of 90. Michelle Nivsey has this report.
It was Ringo who first broke the news this morning, tweeting, "God bless George Martin, peace and love." Sir Paul McCartney then followed suit by saying, "The world's lost a truly great man who left an incredible mark on my soul and the history of British music." So let's go back to 1962, when Martin, who was head of Parlophone Music, first signed the Beatles. Not impressed by this hit, he did go on to enjoy 17 chart-topping hits with the band, earning the title of the fifth Beatle.
You know, I've made records too. I don't mean producing records, I've actually been in front. And I always felt I wanted to have a producer, because I don't think you can really see the wood through the trees if you're doing everything yourself.
George went on to work with the likes of Bob Dylan, Sting, Sir Elton John and Sir Paul McCartney as a solo artist.
Not very flattering to him, but I keep saying he's like an old shoe. I like him. I just put him on and there's no problem. Plus, he's a very, very good producer.
Tributes have been pouring in far and wide. We've been getting reaction in Liverpool.
I'm John Keats. I'm one of the directors of the Cavern Club. He came to see the Beatles here on December the 9th, 1962. Sadly, when we lose one of the Beatles family, the reaction is felt in Liverpool, but it's worldwide.
His style of music is something that won't go away.
George Martin was the fifth Beatle, wasn't he? So I think it's a sad loss.
I'm Stephen Bailey from the Beatles Shop. His production work was absolutely stunning, you know, through the Beatles, Cilla Black, Jerry the Pacemakers, he produced them all.
Well, other stars paying tribute include Boy George, who called him a gentleman and a legend. Liam Gallagher wrote, "Sir George Martin, rest in peace." Sir Roger Moore, who starred as James Bond for over a decade, said, "He made my first Bond film sound brilliant." And Prime Minister David Cameron tweeted, "Sir George Martin was a giant of music, working with the Fab Four to create the world's most enduring pop music."
George Martin, who's died at the age of 90. In other news, Amazon is delivering 1,000 new jobs in Manchester. A new centre for the web giant is due to open in the autumn in Wythenshaw. The jobs will include engineers, computing staff, HR and operations managers. 24 people have been arrested as part of a crackdown on modern-day slavery in Greater Manchester. Three have so far been charged by police who've been carrying out raids across the region, checking homes and businesses for victims of people trafficking. Chief Superintendent Ross Jackson.
It ranges from domestic servitude, where there might be an individual with one family using that person as a slave. And on the other end of the spectrum, you've got organised gangs. So it is really, really complicated as a picture.
The UK's teenage pregnancy rate is at its lowest since records began. Latest official figures for 2014 show around 23 pregnancies for every 1,000 15 to 17-year-old girls. Government plans to allow shops to stay open for longer on Sundays could be blocked. Scottish MPs will vote against the relaxed trading laws to protect the rights of workers in Scotland. And a minivan painted to look like the vehicle from the Scooby-Doo cartoons has been involved in a police chase in California. The driver was apparently wanted for alleged probation violations and was doing over 100 miles an hour. It left officers struggling to describe what they were looking for.
It's almost a teal green 90s Dodge Caravan, has yellow paint splattered on the side. Look for Scooby-Doo nonsense.
Scooby-Doo.
I think the caretaker did it. Now with the lunchtime sport, here's David Sanderson.
World Anti-Doping Agency President Sir Craig Reedy says Maria Sharapova was given plenty of notification that the drug she tested positive for was becoming illegal in sport.
The new list is distributed on the 1st of September last year, so athletes have 4 months to understand it.
Well, the former Wimbledon tennis champion claims she took meldonium for health reasons for 10 years. The substance was put on the banned list in January, and it can enhance performance. Elsewhere, and Manchester United manager Louis van Gaal insists he's happy to play in the Europa League rather than the elite Champions League. They play Liverpool at Anfield in the first leg of their last 16 tie tomorrow. And the Premier League has approved billionaire Farhad Moshiri's investment in Everton. It's given him the go-ahead to complete the purchase of a 49.9% stake in the club.
There's more news and sport on our website.